You're on 5MU. The federal budget has been handed down overnight. The independent member for Mayo, Centre Alliance's Rebecca Sharkey's given it a B. She joins me now. Hi there, Rebecca.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. So why a B today?
Oh, look, you know, I gave the last budget a B minus. I've kind of gone in everywhere up from an A minus or a B plus. I must be a little bit of a hard marker. but look, I guess you've got to look at it within the picture of how it supports all Australians. There's always, I guess you could say, winners and losers. That's always what, you know, the newspapers talk about, winners and losers in the budget. But I'm also looking for long-term planning, and that's something, I guess, around infrastructure that we're not seeing in this budget. So that's why I gave it a bit of a downgrade. And, you know, the regions have lost some significant funding with respect to infrastructure. So that's probably the negative. On the positive, look, certainly if you have a young family or are planning on starting a family, this budget is focused towards childcare and support for families in that respect, but also paid parental leave, which will be incrementing by 2 weeks every year until I think they get to about 26 weeks. So for someone who had 3 babies when there was no paid parental leave at all, I can only think that must be really exciting. Yeah, back when I had my babies, my first one in the late 90s, you were really lucky if you were able to still keep your job. So times have changed, and they've changed for the better.
And maybe a bit more sustainable than a baby bonus as well, trying to get more people to have children.
That's right. Well, I think I missed out on all of those. Absolutely. I mean, but we, you know, I guess it's about keeping a person's job there for them when they return, but also helping them with the cost of little people when you know your home and your focus is on caring for your child. So that's really good. There is a little bit in there for older Australians with respect to lifting how much a pensioner can earn before they start losing their pension, and also with respect to the Commonwealth healthcare card, lifting that threshold quite significantly, which is really helpful for self-funded retirees. There's a lot of people in Mayo who are just below or above that threshold with respect to their assets, often because they're on a 20-acre parcel of land that they've been there for decades, and of course, outside of that 5 acres and your home, the rest of it is taxed as an asset against a pension. So there's some really good measures in there for older Australians.
What about for veterans, Rebecca Sharkey?
Yeah, so for veterans, there's also some really good support, which is we have a lot of veterans in the electorate. They're going to be recruiting an additional 500 staff of the Department of Veterans Affairs, and that's, I think, really critical for looking at the backlog. And I know in our interactions with veterans in our community, it's that backlog that causes so much frustration and real financial hurt for a lot of veterans, as well as some assistance with respect to the annual rate for the total and the TPI payment. So, again, there's some really welcome measures in that.
Sticking with the older South Australians, aged care has been a massive platform for you. It's something that you've been really wanting reform in. How's that looking in the budget?
It certainly has. Well, look, there's some significant funding in the budget for aged care. It's hard to know how much more it would be above what would be, I guess you could say, normal rises because we have an ageing population. But there are some specific measures with respect to COVID, which is really important because we know we've lost thousands of people living in aged care this year who died with COVID. Some additional support for carers because we know that we've got legislation going through that's going to require all aged care facilities unless they've got, you know, special exemptions because they can't access an RN, and improving those staffing ratios. It's really important, particularly for our smaller rural facilities, that they receive enough financial support to cover that, because many are already dipping into their small pot of savings that they maybe have for you know, future building or upgrade, just to cover staffing costs. So that's really important. And one that's really close to my heart is the Maggie Beer Foundation's been awarded $5 million to support the sector in providing better food and residential aged care.
Good.
and home care recipients. So many people would remember Maggie Beer came to Victor Harbour Positive Ageing Forum, and we talked about food and aged care. And basically, you know, Maggie said she can tell by the moment she walks into an aged care home whether she, you know, it's sort of classified as one you'd really want to be in or one you might have concerns with just by the smell. So the nose knows it.
Yeah, they say, you know, if they have to, practically eggs have to bounce in order to be served in a nursing home. So I'm sure that would be wonderful for a lot of people to have better food there. Yeah.
How, I think it's a really big part of your experience in aged care is what kind of food. And Maggie's all about nutrition, but also taste, making sure the taste is there. So I think that's a really exciting one. I'm really pleased for the Maggie Beer Foundation.
Fantastic. Talking about the federal budget handed down overnight with Member for Mayo Rebecca Sharkey. Health has been a massive platform for both the state and federal Labor governments. How do you think they've gone about investments in this year's federal budget?
Well, certainly reducing the maximum co-payment for scripts down to $30 is really welcome, particularly if people are on multiple scripts and they don't have a healthcare card. You know, some people are paying hundreds of dollars out of their, you know, monthly budget just on medication. So that's really welcome. There is $700 million for the Strengthening Medicare Fund. Don't have enough detail yet around exactly what that means. And in rural healthcare, we've got some funding as well, which is helpful. But, you know, at the same time, my emails, you know, I'm getting emails daily where people are saying, look, I just can't afford to go to the doctor anymore. Mm. My doctor's not bulk billing. I've been going there for 20, 30 years. I don't know what to do. And trying others and, you know, nobody's bulk billing anymore. So I think that that's an issue that the government's going to have to look very closely at and quite quickly. Obviously, this is, we're in late October, we've got a budget now. There will be a budget next May and that will be where, you know, the government, I think, will have to look at issues such as bulk billing and how to attract more GPs into regional and remote regions, because we're losing too many doctors. Practices are closing. Doctors are retiring. They've been, you know, perhaps continuing on in their practice for more years than they wanted to, and we're just not seeing that flow of the next generation of doctors coming in to take those roles.
There's a lot that we could talk about, but we'll have to leave it there. Rebecca Sharkey, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Good to be with you.